Amen. I thank the Lord for being here today and just to come and rejoice and just give him praise for everything that he's doing. And not just with us, the wife, but also for the Jews in Israel and for the wife that is in Israel. And we just praise the Lord for all of it. And we thank him for letting us know about his wakening up the Jews' testament. And so now it's not the Old Testament anymore, but it's the Jews' New Testament. And we just praise him for that. And also we praise him for the fact that, you know, the way we approach God now is different, the way we, the wife, do. And, you know, we used to approach him in the past. We would approach him, you know, using the scriptures, like the Old and New Testament. We would use those scriptures as a bridge to connect to him. You know, we use the scriptures as a mediator because that's where the mediator is. And the Bible there is representing the Redeemer, the mediator. And so we use those scriptures. But now, since we no longer need a mediator, the wife no longer needs a mediator. We approach God different through the direct spoken word, and that's how he speaks to us directly. So, but for those that dwell in the main river of life, the scriptures still serve as a mediator, a bridge that connects them to God, and it helps them to draw close to him. But we, the wife, don't need that because of the fact we're already joined to him, glorified flesh and bones. And as a member of the Godhead, the feminine part. And I just praise him for all of that, and I thank him so very much. Bless you for it, Lord. Bless you. Oh, precious Father, in your wisdom and your love, have equalized us with Jesus Christ, your Son. And the fruit that we bear as the wife of the Lamb, nothing can compare. We share in your plan before time began. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. As the wife of the Lamb, I'm claiming glorified flesh and bones, affirming the glory that you bestowed. Now I see the waking up of the Jews' testament, and I rejoice as it quivers and shakes, made new. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. You fill me with such joy of the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying, I love you. Oh, precious Father, In your wisdom and your love, have equalized us with Jesus Christ, your Son. And the fruit that we bear as the wife of the Lamb, nothing can compare. We share in your plan before time began. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. As the wife of the Lamb, I'm claiming glorified flesh and bones, affirming the glory that you've bestowed. Now I see the waking up of the Jews' testament as I rejoice as it quivers and shakes, made new. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. And Lord, I could never get through. I could never get through. I could never get through saying I love you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I just thank the Lord for everything, like I said earlier. And I just praise him just for this glorifying word he's given unto us. And I just keeps giving us more and more, like the fact of the scriptures being used as a mediator, and that we, the wife, no longer have to use them as a mediator, because actually all that's in that main river of life, and it's for those that are living in the main river of life. Yes. But now, since we're the wife, and we're living in the new river of life, then that doesn't pertain to us, and we don't mix the two together. And I just praise him for that revelation, you know, knowing that, and can't thank him enough. Bless you for it, Lord. Amen. Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Amen for the testimony.
Amen.
The song. Amen. It's so good to see what God's doing, know what God's doing, and it's just wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. And we've been doing right smart little work around here, and we are busy most of the time now, but we always want to take time to come out into the church and praise the Lord. Just give him praise, give him honor.
Amen.
Because when we come out here, it's something about you come to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Not that you can't do it under an oak tree, we would say. But we just praise him and thank him. And he's really doing a lot of good things now.
Amen.
Amen. And we might not understand all of them. And I, for one, don't. Taking place in Israel, because some of the things hadn't worked out like I, in my mind, thought they might. But I know they're working out exactly like they're supposed to. Amen. So we just praise God for all those things. Amen. Amen. I better get some water here before I get started up. Amen. Praise God. Well, the month of April is coming on soon, and by the 28th of April, I'll be 87 years old. Amen. Or 80, what they do, they say 87 years young. I guess that may be a better way to say it. I don't know. Praise God. But we're just happy in the Lord, rejoicing in the things that He's doing for us. And as Barbara said, we can't thank Him enough. And we are just praise Him and thank Him. And the more we thank Him, the more we praise Him. Seem like the more He does for. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just here today to say, Lord, we love You. Lord, we appreciate You. And if we love You and appreciate You, we love Your people and appreciate them. Amen. And because we're all one in the Lord. Praise the Lord. The wife is just one now. I've been asked that question about me bringing in about the wife of the Lamb and the glorified bodies and a special part, bone of His bone here. And I think that we, when we get to thinking about it, that there's a lot of other people to get glorified body. That's not bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, in the sense that the wife is. Amen. See, the wife is part of Him. Glory to God in that sin. And there's other people that's part of Him, that's part of God. In fact, it's all the redeemed. It's part of God. All that goes past the millennia into eternity, they're God's children. Some of them will not get glorified bodies in the sense of what we know about glorified body. They'll take care of the earth. And God gave Adam, and I brought this in a few weeks ago, God gave Adam a certain thing that He says, conquer the earth. Amen. Bring it in subjection, you know. When the river went forth and it broke into four different parts and so forth, a river from Eden. Amen. And God gave Adam the commandment to make the whole thing look like Eden. Well, you know what? That's going to happen. Praise God. And we go through the thousand years millennia, and then when we hit eternity, amen, then there's nothing more that's not 100% perfect in all ways. See, in the millennia, there'll be some that will be put to death. And you'll get that in the book of Isaiah there, I believe, Isaiah 65 and 66, along there. The old man died, and so on, so forth. But when we hit eternity, see, that's just the second step. When we hit eternity, amen, everything is perfect, beyond perfect, beyond perfect, whatever that would be. Praise God. And so that's where the wife is now. She is she's just right there as bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, got His mind and His ways. Glory to God. Amen. But then there's other people that's the children of God. We'll have a group come out of the Great Tribulation that is that's really going to go through a lot of torment and so forth to come to. But there, when Jesus sat on His throne to judge them there, amen, then they will, some of the sheep and goat, you know how He separates them and so on, amen, and the goats, they'll depart into everlasting punishment. But the sheep, they will go into eternal life, say, amen. So they'll still be in their natural bodies now. These children won't be glorified. Amen. And my sound not coming through good? Okay. Okay. Then we'll, all that will work just beautifully and wonderfully. and it's laid out in the scripture so good. And I can look back over time, and as I've came through ministering the Word of God, I learned many things from those that went before me. Say, amen. I think about, I heard Brother Jackson, first I ever heard preach that would be, that there'd be some die in the millennia, that there'd be some put to death, that there'd be some that wouldn't want to obey God, you know, and just want to do wrong anyway. And so God would have to take them off the scene. Amen. And then we come on down till we get to the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, there's where it's all in. Time's in, and everything's in at the Great White Throne Judgment. And at the Great White Throne Judgment, death and hell. Now, this is important. I brought it in, oh, 2 or 3 weeks back. Death and hell will be done away with. There will be no death, and there will be no hell in that sense. Death and hell, the devil will be cast in the lake of fire. See, all that will be cast in the lake of fire and consumed away. See, amen. And there will be, of course, allotment for different ones as what they did or what they didn't do and so on. But they're not saved by works. They're saved. Everybody is saved by the grace of God, see. And we look down, we see that. But God has been so gracious to show us these things and just bring them to us. And now it's clear to us. We can see the way, and we can see going into the millennium. I used to think when the tribulation, 70 weeks is over, 7 weeks of Daniel, which would be one more. That's one more week left for Israel. They have one more week that God will deal with them. Amen. And I think that started now. It's very likely that it's started now and begin to work its way into that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's it looks like we're getting real close now. And getting real close don't scare me. Amen. It makes me look with anticipation. Amen. Because all that will take place, and so we just praise God for all these wonderful, wonderful things that's in the Bible that has laid there all this time. Just think about it. And we didn't know all the ins and outs about it, but now God has opened it up. And it's become an open book to us. Praise God. We see all these good things. So we really appreciate that. Amen. So the wife of the Lamb, the Old Testament and New Scripture, as a mediator. In other words, God is speaking now. And when God speaks, it's spoken word. That spoken word is the original seed. See, it don't necessarily have to be written per se in the Bible, but everything come by the spoken word, it find its roots in the Bible, see. Amen. So we just see those are the good things that God has brought to us and revealed the Bible to us. And it's all has been coming upon us all these years, and we didn't realize it. All of a sudden we wake up and here we are. We get up one morning, open our eyes, and there we are. Amen. We're in a new time period. Glory to God. So we just praise God, and we just thank Him for all that He's doing for us. Glory to God. And this Bible, I've read it through many, many times. And as one man, they said, if the Bible got destroyed, that they could he could write the whole Bible again. Without copying it all. And that'd be all right. But the thing is, excuse me, I'm having a little trouble in my throat. The thing is, whatever God's going to do, He's doing it. And the Word, excuse me while I get some water, see if I can straighten this out a little bit here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this good water. But this thing now has come into the final, we could say in the final gear. Glory to God, getting right here at the end time and see all these good things taking place. Amen. We see trouble look like in the land of Israel, but that trouble going to work out for their glory. Amen. And even Russia will be defeated in the land of Israel. And only 1/6 of the people that came with him will be able to return back home and tell them what happened. Amen. So all those things are out here. But the wife of the Lamb right now, she's rejoicing in the Lord. She's just praising God. And all the good things that she's doing, it sure is good that she's doing all these good things. Amen. God's working things out. And we used to speak, and my wife and I was talking about it this week. And I thought, well, maybe we hadn't spoken on that enough. When we talked about God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and so on like that, we always said he. Talk about Jesus Christ, we always talk about he. Amen. Well, he married a wife, amen, and his wife become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and God gave the name Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And so we can say that we become that by marriage we become part of, we become the sheep part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The sheep part of God. Amen. In other words, we're the wife of the Lamb. And that has nothing whatsoever to do with the millions of people that have come to God through the ages and so on, and those that will take care of the earth and all these things. Amen. The wife of the Lamb still have her place. Praise God. And my wife just had a dream the other week, and I believe we mentioned it last weekend, or maybe she did, about God give us that bottom land. Amen. And we went and looked to see what bottom land was, which I basically knew, but it's a very fertile land. Glory to God. And God has already allotted right in the Israeli area. He has already allotted each one of the 12 tribes a portion of land there. But there's some greater land. Amen. There's some of that bottom land, which is usually brought forth as the best land because it's a river usually run through it. And it's if you've never studied that, it might be worth looking into. Amen, the bottom land. But as far as God giving us a section of land in Israel, that's allotted to the 12, but the wife of the Lamb is part of everything that he had. See, everything, Jesus Christ is the king. Amen, and we're his queen. So we're part of that, but that doesn't hinder the 12 tribes, glory to God, where that the 12 tribes are, they have their part of the land and they have their section, glory to God. But just think of the wife of the Lamb, she's out from all over the world, say, glory to God. And she gets that there bottom land, that rich, fertile soil that can produce any type fruit and so forth. Amen. So that's what we're looking at. And that land there, speaking of land, is not literal land. Amen. It's just something that God is God's way of describing it and so on. And I thank God he gave us a new language. And that's one of the things that we're speaking. We don't necessarily have to be quoting a direct quotation of scripture or anything of that nature, because he gives us a new language. Amen. And it just works out. Everything works out good for us. Praise God. Amen. I'm just so happy to know the Lord, to be part of this, and to watch it unfold. And I'm not saying it's going to unfold in the next few weeks, but I believe it's already started. And if that 7 week started, that's only a 7-year period. Amen. Before the Lord Jesus Christ fight that battle of Armageddon and so on, and all these things. Amen. And so we're part of that. And you don't say wife until the marriage took place. So the wife made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Now there's the brethren, which that would be Israel. They got their 12 places of abode, and the Bible even gives where it's located and so on, and all, like Dan went up north, and so on like that. There's different parts of the total amount of land, and it will all fall into the hand of the Jews. Amen. Eventually, they can claim it all, because it's theirs to begin with. All they got to do is claim it. And that's all we got to do many times, not realizing, but that's all we need to do many times, is claim what he has given us. And he's given us this bottom land. Amen. So we have our land, and the whole, God let the wife be over the whole earth in that sense, you know. Praise God. And so we just see the great things taking place. And there's many things that we used to preach, and our way of used to being preached, I used to study and memorize every scripture I could possibly memorize. And the man of work for us said, if you want to know anything about the Bible, said, ask Junior. Of course, my name's Ben Howard Junior. Just ask Junior, and so he'll tell you where it's found, and he'll explain it to you. He knows all about it. So that's all right. But now he gives us a new language that we speak with, and we speak the things that God has moved to give us. And sometimes the new language is not necessary quoting scripture. Amen. So it goes beyond, but it points the scripture and the new land. It's all part of the plan of God. And I personally have come through the New Testament before it ever got to where we went, even before the Pentecostal move broke loose in this area. Glory to God. Just read the Bible and just get the goodies out of it. And we just praise God for it. Amen. So we got the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we become his wife, making us what? The Lord, the wife of Christ. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. And so this is just going, it's going just like the Lord wants it. And what I want you to see is what we're seeing now, we're in it now. And it's taking place. And the many of the things you see that started, it's not going to stop till it's all completed. Amen. And God has men in place without calling any names and so on, that's able to pull strings, that's able to make things work. And God's anointed them to do that. Glory to God. And so we see all these things come to pass. And it's so blessed and so wonderful. Glory to God. We just appreciate it. and appreciate what God's doing. And thank God for giving us a good place to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so He's just moving with us. And we're having dreams and visions and the word reveal, spoken word. And sometimes spoken word, it just comes directly. Amen. And so that has come into play in this recent month. Glory to God. This when we begin to see the end time come upon us, I say, last few elections and so on we've had, and things have changed and so on. And the things out here in the world change. Nations have changed. It's just something that we don't want to try to pinpoint everything and say this is going to be this way and that's going to be that way, to the point that we don't give room for the way that God wants to do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we praise God and thank Him for all the good things that He's doing. Amen. And we just thought we'd come out this morning and have a little something here just to greet you and be blessed. And we just praise Him and thank Him for the glory of God and how everything's working for. Amen. We just really thank the Lord for these things. All right, so we'll bow our head in prayer here and closing this out. And God bless each one of you, and keep looking to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we praise You, we thank You. Lord, we just honor You and give You glory. Give all the glory to Jesus. And Lord, You've made us part of that. You've made us part of the Godhead. And we just appreciate it. And Lord, I just pray that You will take and use these few words, that's few indeed, that You'll use them for Your glory. Amen and amen.
Thank You. Amen. Praise God. Oh, precious Father, in Your wisdom and Your love, have equalized us with Jesus Christ, Your Son. And the fruit that we bear as the wife of the Lamb, nothing can compare. We share in Your plan before time began. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. You fill me with such joy by the things You say and do. And Your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. You fill me with such joy by the things You say and do. And Your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. As the wife of the Lamb, I'm claiming glorified flesh and bones, affirming the glory that You've bestowed. Now I see the waking up of the Jews' testament, and I rejoice as it quivers and shakes made new. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. Lord, I could never get through saying I love You. You fill me with such joy by the things You say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky is so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Oh, precious Father, in your wisdom and your love, have equalized us with Jesus Christ, your Son. And the fruit that we bear as the wife of the Lamb, nothing can compare. We share in your plan before time began. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never, oh, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. As the wife of the Lamb, I'm claiming glorified flesh and bones, affirming the glory that you bestowed. Now I see the waking up of the Jews' testament, and I rejoice as it quivers and shakes, made new. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. As the wife of the Lamb, I'm claiming glorified flesh and bones, affirming the glory that you bestowed. Now I see the waking up of the Jews' testament, and I rejoice as it quivers and shakes, made new. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. Lord, I could never get through. I could never get through saying I love you. You fill me with such joy by the things you say and do. And your love surrounds me like the sky that's so blue. And Lord, I could never get through saying I love you. And Lord, I could never get through. I could never get through. I could never get through saying I love you. Hallelujah, my Lord. We love you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my Lord. And thank you for the sermon today. It was so wonderful. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.